A single Supreme Court notation in 1886 changed everything. Corporations received legal personhood, rights without empathy, power without conscience. Today, these entities control nearly half the world's wealth, with 51 of the 100 largest economies being companies, not countries. Walmart employs nearly as many people as lived in Thomas Jefferson's America. Yet something unexpected is unfolding. The cold machinery of commerce is developing a heartbeat. Consumers no longer settle for transactional relationships with faceless brands. They demand connection, shared values, and genuine humanity. What's remarkable isn't just this ethical awakening. It's the discovery that being good isn't just right, it's profitable. From Apple to Zappos, leaders are learning that the future belongs not to the ruthless, but to the conscious. The revolution isn't about corporate responsibility programs or clever marketing. It's about fundamentally reimagining what a corporation can be when it stops pretending to be a machine and starts acting like what it legally is, a person. The internet reversed the power dynamic. Only 9% of Americans say online tools barely influence purchases, down from 20% in 2004. Modern consumers research obsessively, read peer reviews religiously, and organize collective action effortlessly. Old Capital One ads showed bankers trapping miniature loan applicants. LendingTree's response? A customer patting his banker's arm, explaining he's using competitive bidding. The roles completely reversed. Today's consumers aren't smarter. They're infinitely more informed and connected. Trust in a person like me jumped from 20% to 68% between 2003 to 2006, making peer reviews devastatingly influential. With 120,000 new blogs launching daily, smart companies join conversations rather than control them. Consumers also developed consciousness. Nearly 80% purchase environmentally friendly products, with 43% willing to pay 10% premiums. By 2009, half of Americans reported satisfaction from reducing purchases during the recession, a fundamental shift from consumption as identity to mindful restraint. Three-quarters distrust companies with poor environmental records, and they wield unprecedented power to broadcast criticisms instantly. Natural selection now favors companies that embrace humanity over pure profit maximization. Four essential pillars distinguish conscious corporations. Purpose beyond profit defines the modern corporation. Google built an $86 billion brand on "Don't be evil." Over 80% of consumers believe companies should stand for something beyond making money. Innocent Drinks captured 72% of the UK smoothie market by giving 10% of profits to charity and inviting customers to join the family, resulting in 120,000 members who participate in fundraisers and company meetings. Treating people well has evolved from optional to essential. When Bob the Fish faced delayed holiday shipments, the CEO personally offered generous compensation, proving real humans run the company. While executive worker pay gaps reached 364-1 versus 10-1 20 years ago, Whole Foods caps executive compensation at 19 times average hourly worker pay. Sustainability delivers competitive advantages. DuPont's efficiency focus generated cost savings equaling its net profit from 2003 to 2007. Walmart recycled billions of pounds of materials, saving an estimated $3.4 billion. Marks & Spencer's Plan A reduced energy usage and earned fair trade certification, transparent reporting that cuts costs and improves reputation. Respecting consumer power means clearly communicating mission. Around 80% of consumers want ongoing communication, 75% demand complete openness, and 60% believe public opinion should drive strategy. P&G's Vocal Point engages 500,000 influential mothers in product discussions. Reputation drives employee retention, pricing power, investor preference, and crisis resilience, potentially accounting for 75% of the gap between book value and market cap. This can't be delegated to PR firms. Stakeholder perceptions matter more than executive intentions. Cause-related activities must align with core business. Avon's Walk for the Cure creates exponentially more value than generic charity because it reflects their women-centered values. GE's e-commagination exemplifies genuine commitment. After defeating a shareholder resolution on emissions reporting in 2001, they voluntarily conducted an audit and launched the initiative in 2005, allocating $1.5 billion for R&D with transparent public reporting. Strategic alliances with external stakeholders prove essential. GE engaged environmental NGOs during e-commagination's development. When Clorox launched Greenworks, CEO Donald Knaus secured endorsements from the EPA and Sierra Club, critical when three-quarters of consumers are influenced by NGOs in purchasing decisions. Reputation requires constant monitoring. Years of goodwill can vanish overnight. Following Supersize Me criticism, McDonald's discontinued supersized options, added healthier items, and increased nutrition transparency. Maximum value accrues to companies taking bold stances on specific issues, like Toyota with alternative energy, then continuously extending commitments and involving customers directly. Today's leaders face unprecedented challenges under complete transparency. CEO tenures average just 48 months, with nearly 1,500 U.S. departures in 2008 alone. Celebrity CEOs like Warren Buffett add value, but brand dependence creates risk. Apple's billions in market fluctuations with each Steve Jobs health concern proved this vulnerability. The future belongs to corporate brands, not individual leaders. Conscious leaders need four characteristics. First, articulate vision while living brand values. Robert Redford demonstrates this through Sundance's environmental commitment. Remember, leaders get the behaviors they tolerate. Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh proves this, offering new hires $2,000 to quit after training. Second, establish trust. Ed Breen transformed scandal-plagued Tyco by rebuilding board credibility and instituting values demanding honesty, achieving top 1% board ratings by 2006. Third, stay real. CEOs score high on passion and intelligence, but low on accessibility and compassion. Fourth, invite people in. A.G. Lafley sourced half of P&G's innovations externally, while Hsieh uses Twitter for stakeholder connections. Employees are a company's most powerful brand ambassadors. External audiences judge companies by employee actions and online communications, not official statements. Edelman's 2009 Trust Barometer shows employees rank among the most credible sources of company information, trusted more than friends, family, or traditional media. Effective brand values must be genuinely embraced, not dictated. Zappos developed 10 core values through employee input, hiring and firing by them to ensure cultural alignment. Apple transformed its brand through retail stores staffed with passionate employees, selected for personality over technical skills, generating over $4,000 per square foot annually, four times Best Buy's achievement. Forward-thinking organizations leverage employee online communication. IBM's Values Jam enabled thousands to shape company values online, while Hewlett-Packard allows employee blogs with simple conduct guidelines. Adobe developed Photoshop Lightroom by releasing beta versions and creating forums where photographers provided direct feedback to employees. Conscious corporations extend social consciousness from employees to customers. Ritz-Carlton's Give Back Getaways invites guests to join employees in community service, while TNT partners with the World Food Program with employees blogging about disaster response experiences. Building community delivers financial value. eBay users active in discussion communities won 25% more auctions and spent 54% more. The 2008 crisis shattered trust in free markets, exposing greed and incompetence. Consumers now demand to know which organizations can be trusted. Lobbying and PR spin no longer work. Only businesses that genuinely walk the talk will earn loyalty. Feeling powerless against global problems, people respond enthusiastically to companies demonstrating real leadership. The corporations leading us forward address both self-interest and altruism, helping consumers feel that what benefits them also benefits the world. social interaction has declined dramatically. Between 1985 and 2004, the number of people with whom Americans discuss important matters dropped by nearly one-third. Companies can humanize themselves by fostering interaction among stakeholders, fulfilling people's innate desire to belong. Tomorrow's successful brands will have humanization in their DNA. They'll recognize that in today's transparent world, everything communicates. The choice is clear: evolve into a conscious corporation or become irrelevant. The revolution is here.